Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. It's time to get ready for that playoff push. Week 11 starts and sits. Let's get it.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the 4thandflex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what is going on?
Not much, man. You know, a sad Thursday night football game. Joe Burrow gets hurt. NFL investigating it over his wrist injury. Apparently, he was wearing a brace the night before, and he wasn't designated on the list. Definitely some interesting stuff there, but not a great game to watch, in my opinion.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, crazy stuff. Yeah, it just got out of hand really quickly. The Bengals, look, you got to do the right thing, man. I'm just saying, like, that hurt us fantasy owners, too, because I started your boy.
I did, too.
But, yeah, man, but we are here with your starts and sits for Sunday football. We've got some good ones coming up, but first, Trey, we have got to get a word from our friends over at Manscaped.
Are you ready to spice up your Thanksgiving? As we dive headfirst into mountains of mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce, let's talk about the unsung hero of the holiday season, the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This bad boy is the whole plate and dessert. That's right. It's time to go cold turkey on your old razor and take care of your own turkey leg with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Visit manscaped.com and use our promo code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping, and enjoy Thanksgiving in style
with yes,
the Lawnmower
sir.
5.0.
I love it. Ultra, baby. Ultra, man. The Lawnmower 5.0. It's a great device, man. Used it myself. Very, very good. Manscaped knows what they're doing over there. You heard your boy, Trey. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping. You got to do it. You got to get you some Manscaped. Hey, and tell them your boy sent you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we are here with some starts and sits for week 11. Insane. We have made it to week 11 already, man. We're going to be talking playoff push real soon, Trey.
No doubt.
But before we get into some of the games here, let's get and talk about the teams on bye this week. We've got the Colts, the Falcons, Patriots, and Saints. Not a lot of not too many things missing there, Trey. Not too many players. What do you think?
Definitely not the worst bye weeks we've had this year.
Most definitely, buddy. Most definitely. I mean, I'm gonna miss some Bijan. Somebody's missing Ramondre.
JT.
What do you? Yep, JT's
Olave.
Out there. Olave. Yep.
Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill, man. Yeah. All those guys on bye this week. So we're going to give you some guys. If you guys don't forget, if you are watching on YouTube, hit that like button for us. Helps your boys out. Subscribe if you have not done so already. We're giving you fantasy advice and more right here. But let's go ahead and jump into the first game, Trey. This week, starting off the week 11 season, we've got the Steelers at the Browns.
Over under for this game is 38.5 points. Vegas have the Browns picked to win by 4. And obviously that's because of their defense, seeing how Deshaun Watson is not in this game. But I'm taking the Browns. I'm rolling.
I don't know, buddy. I mean, yeah, I guess you got to go Browns. I think they concentrate heavy on the run game here. But yeah, I'll go Browns. I'll go Browns, but I'm doubtful about it. I think the Steelers could pull it off for sure. But that defense has been pretty great. So I'll go Browns because of the defense too, buddy. Tommy popping in the comments. Let's go. What's happening, buddy?
What up, Tommy?
That's our dude right there. Always popping in and hitting that like button for us. But let's get to some Steelers starts in this game. I like starting Najee and Jaylen Warren. They've both been doing decent, you know, not amazing, but decent. It seems like they found a good, 1-2 punch with these two guys. And I think that it definitely is working. Deontay Johnson, you got to start this guy up. He's been incredible. I know he's kind of on injured list, but he's playing. I think they marked him to healthy. I'm sitting George Pickens, and I'm sitting Connor Hayward, the tight end.
Yeah, I did hear about Pat Freiermuth possibly being back for this game. If he plays, would you start him?
I don't know. Against that defense, I'm not ready for that yet. Who knows? He could be on a stop count.
Me neither.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, let's get to some Brown starts in this game. Like I said, I'm pretty sure they're going to concentrate on the run game here. So I'm starting Jerome Ford. Amari Cooper, what's the guy's name? Dorian Thompson, Robinson, yeah. With that guy,
DRT.
DRT, that's his name.
DTR, I guess.
DTR, yeah, yeah. Let's go with that. That guy is starting. If I was going to start a wide receiver, it'd be Amari, just because I know he can create separation, and he's really the only guy I feel like we can actually depend on even a little bit. But I'm starting Kareem Hunt also, and I think Njoku might be a good start here, Trey.
Yeah, man, Njoku owners, it might not be amazing, but I think he's definitely going to get enough work to be relevant for your fantasy team if you're struggling at tight end. I have to start him in a couple leagues, and, I'm a little iffy about it, but I think it'll be all right.
I just feel like that quarterback is definitely going to be dumping the ball off, and Njoku's good right there in the front.
The problem is the last time he came out on the field, I think he threw 3 interceptions, and they took him off. So yeah. Hopefully he's worked up better. Obviously, they put him ahead of P.J. Walker, which P.J. Walker hasn't been amazing. But, hopefully they've worked enough in practice that they feel more confident and put him in the starting position.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I feel like P.J. Walker is the move, actually. But, these guys, they know what they're doing, I suppose.
Yeah.
Great stuff, man. Steelers Browns gonna be a game. That's all I'll say. It's gonna be a game. Tommy's got one for us though. Hunt or JSN half PPR?
I think I lean Kareem Hunt here. I think he has the more of a probability to get a touchdown. JSN might get some points, but being half PPR, I think JSN would do a little bit better in full PPR. I think I lean Hunt here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you, buddy. Go with the Hunt. Yeah, he's been getting him touchdowns. I think he gets a touchdown in this game, too.
I like it.
Good question, buddy. Great question. But let's go ahead and jump it over to the next game, Trey. This week, we've got the Raiders at the Dolphins.
Over-under for this game is 48 points. Vegas have the Dolphins picked to win by 10. I'm not saying the Dolphins are going to lose, but this is going to be a lot closer game than the way it's predicted.
Yeah, the Dolphins they started off so hot, Trey, so hot. And it just seems like they've slowly but surely slipped into, I don't want to say mediocrity, but just not just doing what they were doing at the beginning of the season. Maybe teams are starting to figure them out. I don't know, but I still think the Dolphins do take the dub in this. But like you said, the Raiders have got that new energy going on over there, and I think they give them a big fight.
No doubt. But jumping into my Raiders starts, you got to start Josh Jacobs here. You got to start Davante Adams. Jacoby Myers, it didn't look great last week. If you have to with buys and things, you could flex him, but don't expect nothing amazing. And then Michael Mayer is also one of those just last-minute dart throws at tight end that has the potential to do good, but it might put up a goose egg for you.
Yeah, it sucks because Jacoby Myers was on a tear, man. Jimmy G was really getting in the ball. Problem was they weren't winning games, so that's not really helping anybody but us fantasy players. Jacoby Myers is a sit for me this week just because I'm literally sitting him in leagues only because it's just been pretty terrible the last couple of weeks. If you've got a better option, I'd say take it.
No doubt. My Dolphin starts are your common four guys. Tua, Mostert, Tyreek, and Waddle. You got to start all those guys. Durham Smythe is questionable in this game with an ankle. I think you sit him regardless. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't play any other tight end that they bring in.
No, I agree with that, buddy. I agree with that for sure. Raiders, Dolphins, I think that's going to be a good one, buddy.
No doubt.
Exciting, exciting. Let's get to another good game this week. Bears at the Lions.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas have the Lions picked to win by 9. This is one of those games where I think the Lions could win by 14, or it could be a one-point game. Either way, I think the Lions get the dub here.
I mean, I think I told you this off-air, Trey, and this the Lions have started to become one of those teams that other teams should fear. And it used to be the Lions, the Lions suck. But now, bro, they're one of these teams like the Dolphins that at the beginning of the season where they're just tearing it up. And because of that, I'm taking the Lions for this W as well, my friend.
I like it. I like it.
But let's go ahead and jump to some Bears starts. My guys are back. Justin Fields, Khalil Herbert, start them up, both back in the lineup. Cole Kmet, I think, is with Justin Fields back, starts to become elite again. Deonta Foreman, if he plays, which I'm pretty sure he's going to play, I might throw him in a flex spot if I absolutely had to, Trey.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's jump to the Lions, buddy. The Lions, Jared Goff, I like as a start in this game. David Montgomery, start him up. Jahmyr Gibbs, after that game last year week, which I know everybody was so afraid that Montgomery was back, Jahmyr Gibbs was floating back. But, hey, both of these guys tore it up, and I think both of these guys do well enough to be starts in this game. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you got to start this guy up. Sam Laporta, it hasn't looked amazing, but he's still doing his thing. Start Sam Laporta. And if you're thinking about starting Jameis Williams, don't. Just saying.
Definitely not. You know, that Goff Amon-Ra thing that I was talking about all preseason, I mean, it's pretty much come to fruition. I know they've had a couple rough weeks, but mostly it's been fire.
Yeah, bro. Every time Amon-Ra's on the field, it's been fire. So I got to agree with you on that one, buddy. Bears, Lions. Boy, that's going to be a good one, my friend. Tommy's got a question for us. A-Chain coming off of IR or Hubbard full PPR?
So A-Chain is obviously questionable coming off IR. I think that if he does play, I'm worried it'll be a snap count. Regardless, just monitor it. Obviously, if he doesn't play, you're going to go Hubbard. But if he plays at all, I think you start him over Hubbard.
I agree. I go A-Chain here too. Mostert also was on the injury list, but he is healthy, going to play. That being said, both of these guys are going to be slightly banged up. I'm going A-Chain over Hubbard anyway.
No doubt.
And Pate King says, Higbee or Muth, Trey?
I like Higbee, man. You know, I think Freiermuth coming off the injury, and is he going to be on a snap count, how things are going to go. Higby's got the Seahawks matchup. That's always a really great game.
Yep.
Stafford's back. I think Higbee's the move.
Exactly, my friend. Stafford is back. He loves Higbee. I'm going Higbee as well. Good stuff. Good stuff. Keep the questions coming, guys. And don't forget to hit the like button for you boys. Helps us and our show out tremendously. But let's jump to the next game, Trey. We've got the Titans at the Jaguars.
Over under for this game is 40 points. Vegas has the Jaguars picked to win by 6. And, you know, this is one of those games that's kind of a toss up for me. As much as I want to say the Jaguars, I think the Titans definitely have a chance here. But I'm still going to go ahead and say the Jaguars in the end.
Yeah, buddy. I'm going to take the Jaguars. Also, Will Levis coming off that game where he was looking amazing, played the Bucs last week, didn't do as well. Hopefully he's figuring it out. But I think the Jaguars, who also had a rough game last week, come back and tear him up, Trey.
No doubt. No doubt. But jumping into my Titans starts, I think Will Levis is perfectly fine for Superflex leagues. Derrick Henry, you got to start this dude up regardless of what happened last week. Tyjae Spears, I think, is startable in this game. I think he gets a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins, I think, is startable. And Kyle Phillips as well. I think you can flex him with Treylon Burks out of this game. And Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is not really someone I'm looking at. I think Kyle Phillips is going to get the majority of that extra work.
I love me some Kyle Phillips, man. He's coming in doing his thing here and there. I think he's a flex worthy in this game too, Trey. I like it.
Jumping to my Jag starts, I mean, this is really hard to start Trevor Lawrence, man. He's not been to the level that you wanted him this year. Mm-hmm. But I think you got to start him this week. And if he does terrible this week, then that's when you start looking for other options. Travis Etienne, you have to start. But Calvin Ridley, I'm not starting, man. I'm over it. I'm over the Calvin Ridley. I'm not dropping him yet, but I'm waiting for the perfect matchup, you know, something to the high offensive octane game for me to put him in there because it's just too scary to ride him every week. Christian Kirk, you've got to start because this dude has been balls to the walls.
Yes, sir.
And then Zay Jones has been limited all week in practice with a knee injury. He's also been in jail. A lot of things going on with him this week. If he plays, I wouldn't hate flexing him, but I would try to pivot the best I could. And then always Evan Engram is a start.
Yes, sir. I like it. I like it. Christian Kirk, man. So who could have foreseen this coming, Trey? I mean –
The guys at Fourth and Flex, I guess.
That's right, my friend. Called Nico Collins, called Christian Kirk. Just saying, just throwing it out there, buddy. But I like it, buddy. I like it. ETN, yeah, you got to start ETN. He's been on fire. It really sucks about Trevor Lawrence because in a lot of my mock drafts that I did, I took Trevor Lawrence, man. Remember, I was taking him left and right. I really thought it was going to be his year, but I don't know, buddy. I guess I'm glad I didn't.
No doubt.
But good stuff, buddy. Good stuff. Titans, Jaguars. I think that's going to be an awesome one. Tommy got one for Stroud, Fields, or Purdy.
Yeah, man. It's got to be Stroud. Going against the Cardinals. I mean, Stroud has been on fire. I don't know how you start anybody but Stroud right now.
This Stroud is on fire. Yeah, bro. I'm going Stroud also, man. I like Fields coming back. Don't get me wrong, but Stroud is just he's been ridiculous. Let's see. Pay King says trade away one. Ayuk, Pittman, Kirk.
Yeah, I'm trading away Pittman out of those guys. I don't want to get rid of Ayuk or Kirk at all this year. I mean, those are the guys I'm hanging on to with death grips. But Pittman, I wouldn't care to get away.
I mean, to me, I guess it all matters what you're getting also. Yeah, definitely. You know? If it's like you got abundance of wide receivers and you got guys that you're not starting, I would try to get something good for him, man. And Pittman has been doing okay. So now would be the time, man. If you can trade one away and get something good to get that good playoff push, do it. Do it.
I like it.
Yes, sir. I like it too. I like it too. Let's go ahead and jump to the next game on our list this week. We've got the Chargers at the Packers.
Over under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas have the Chargers picked to win by 3. Let me tell you something about this game, okay? This is the team that leads all the whole game and then ends up losing it in the end, going against the team who trails the entire game and pulls off the upset. Give me the Packers.
Ooh, I don't think so, buddy. That game last week, the Chargers and the Lions, the Chargers were fighting, bro, fighting. And Keenan Allen is in this game. I think the Chargers win that game, Trey.
Look, man, it's just one of those things, man. The Chargers consistently continue to have great games. And there's no way they're going to lose this game. And then they lose. And then the Packers are constantly trailing. And they're like, there's no way they're going to win this game. And then they pull it off, or they almost pull it off. Either way, I think I like the Packers, man.
I guess we're going to find out, my friend. I guess we're going to find out. But let's get to some Chargers starts in this game. Start Justin Herbert. You got to start Austin Eckler. Keenan Allen is showing up on the injury report. But after the games he's been having, you can't really blame the guy, man. He's got a joint ankle sprain, but he's telling everybody that he is definitely going to be playing in this game. So you start Keenan Allen if he's playing. And then that's going to take me to my start of the week. Donald Parham. Okay, little DP in this action, you know what I'm saying? Look, Gerald Everett is out. Donald Parham is in against the Packers defense that's banged up. I like Donald Parham to do good this week, Trey.
Okay, I can dig it.
But other than that, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it, man. I like it a lot. Keenan Allen is the man this year.
Basically, how could you not like it? Start Herbert, Keenan Allen, and freaking Austin Eckler, right?
Yeah, it's just great triple threat. That is why it's so weird when they lose.
Exactly. But let's get to some Packers starts in this game. Jordan Love, I think, has a good game, Trey. I really do. Aaron Jones, coming off the injury also, I think, does well. Start him up. Romeo Doubs getting touchdowns, my friend, and I like to see it. Christian Watson, I'm sitting him, bro. Romeo Doubs is doing what I thought he was going to do last year and become that big threat for the Packers, and he's doing it. He's getting open. He's beating man coverage. He's doing all the things he's supposed to be doing. And if you need a tight end, Luke Musgrave, I think, also has a decent game, Trey.
Oh, yeah. I love me some Luke Musgrave, baby.
Yes, sir. And, sit A.J. Dillon. I mean, you were probably not even thinking about starting him anyways, but I'd be sitting that guy, Trey.
I like it.
Yes, sir. Chargers, Packers. I think that's going to be a fun one, my friend. Tommy says the Chargers ain't winning. Dang, against his Packers. Dang. It's been a rough year for your Packers there, Tom.
But the Chargers ain't winning. I like it.
Attaboy, attaboy. Peking says Parham or Higbee.
I lean Higbee here, but I don't know how you lean over there.
I'm going to go Higbee too. No, you know what? I'm sticking with my gut and my start of the week. Go Parham for sure, for all the reasons I mentioned above. Why? Because Stafford's back, you think Higbee does it, huh?
It's just the safer bet, in my opinion.
No, I see that. But here's the thing. There are other tight ends for the Rams. Parham seems to be the only guy on the depth chart there, so that's why I'm going there.
Very true. Very true.
T.S., what's happening, my friend? What's that say? What?
B. Rob Jr.
Oh, B. Rob. Okay, Brian Robinson Jr. with Gibson out or A-chain if he plays with/without snap count. PPR.
I think it's got to be A-chain, man. I mean, if A-chain plays, you start him over almost anybody. I mean, he had 5 weeks off, and he still has more points than, like, half of your best starting running backs year.
Brian Robinson went off last week going against the Giants this week. With no Antonio Gibson, they've got a rookie there that they're going to be playing a little bit, and he's not more of a speedier guy like Gibson is. I got to go B-Rob here, man.
I mean, I get it completely. I would just hate to bench A-chain and him have an 80-point week again and be like, you know, lose because of it.
No, I know that pain. I've felt that pain, and I understand your pain, Trey. But, coming off of IR scares me.
Start them both.
If that's an option, why not? Definitely. But let's go to the next game, buddy. This week, we've got the Cardinals at the Texans.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas have the Texans picked to win by 4. Man, what a year for the Texans where they're actually picked in the spreads more than once all year long. I'm excited to watch this game. I think this is actually going to be a really great game, but I do think the Texans get the dub here.
Ooh, with Kyler Murray back, I do also think the Texans will win this game. I know Kyler led a comeback last week, first week back, did his thing. I just think the Texans are a more complete team, Trey.
Without a doubt.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
But jump into my Cardinals starts. You're starting Kyler Murray. James Conner didn't do much last week. I think he does more this week. I'm not saying it's anything incredible, but I do think he does more than he did last week. And all the wide receivers on this team didn't really do amazing last week. I think they're all going to do just a little bit better. Rondell Moore was actually the best in fantasy for these wide receivers, but I like Michael Wilson over Marquise Brown and Rondell Moore this week. And Trey McBride, baby, fire him up.
Yes, sir. Trey McBride coming in doing his thing. I love what I'm seeing. Tight end 2 on the week, I think last week.
That's right.
Love it. Love it, man. And Kyler loves his tight end, man. We know we saw it with Zach Ertz. He's doing it this week, Trey. I like it.
I love it. Moving on to my Texans starts. CJ Stroud got to fire this man up. Noah Brown is out of this game, so Tank Dell is startable. And Nico Collins, my start of the week. This man's going to have a great game this week. He's going to win me several leagues, and I cannot wait to see it. Also start up Dalton Schultz and Devin Singletary, baby.
Woo, Devin Singletary coming in doing it, man. I like it. He's one of my flexes of this week, Devin Singletary, in a little segment I do in the Fantasy Sports Corp. Old Schultzy coming in. I like it, bro. I like it. Going to be a good one, buddy. Going to be a good one. Tommy, got a question. Flex full PPR, Gabe Davis, Khalil Herbert, or Daryl Henderson? Let's start there.
So, Gabe Davis, Khalil Herbert, or Daryl Henderson, I honestly lead Gabe Davis here. I think Gabe Davis has a great week this week.
Against the Jets? I think
it's a great matchup for him. I do, because I think Stephon Diggs is going to get pounded and guarded, and Gabe Davis is going to get those good catches and break away. I do think it's a riskier pick, but all of these picks, in my opinion, are risky. You know, Khalil Herbert just coming off IR, Daryl Henderson not being, you know, just kind of filling a role right now.
Yeah.
I think I lean Gabe Davis for the highest ceiling, but Khalil Herbert does, scratch my itch a little bit. I still think I go Gabe Davis.
I think I go Daryl Henderson, believe it or not, against the Seahawks. I know they got a good run defense. I think Daryl Henderson is the guy here, Trey. But you know, I love me some Khalil Herbert. You probably thought I would lean there, but I'd, like you said, there's risk everywhere here. So you just got to think which risk is the least amount of risk. And between Purdy or Fields, which quarterback is droppable?
I lean Purdy, man. I know Fields has been pretty rough, but he's had some really great games. I just think that Fields' ceiling is nowhere near what Purdy's ceiling is, or Purdy's ceiling is nowhere near what Fields' ceiling is. Fields could have an 100-point week, and it would not surprise me. I don't think Purdy has an opportunity to do that without running with his legs.
I agree, buddy. I agree. I'm holding on to Fields, man, because like we said, we know he can pop off at any minute. Purdy, you could probably drop him, leave him on the wire, and he'd hang out there for a little bit. So if you decided to change your mind, you probably could pick him up later.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go. But let's go ahead and jump it off to the next game, Trey. We've got the Cowboys at the Panthers.
Over-under for this game is 40 points. Vegas have the Cowboys picked to win by 11. I have the Cowboys picked to win by 30. And I don't like it.
I don't like it either, buddy. I don't like it either. The Cowboys have been on a tear, man. The Cowboys have been just ridiculous lately, man. It feels like they've had a lot of opponents, like easy opponents lately.
Easy schedule.
Yeah, putting up 40 burgers on people that, you know, obviously are going to get 40 burgers put on them. So
exactly.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But let's jump to some Cowboys starts in this game. Dak Prescott, start him up. Tony Pollard, I know the Tony Pollard stuff has been a little rough, but I think you start Tony Pollard against the Panthers defense for sure. CeeDee Lamb has been ridiculous. Start CeeDee Lamb every chance you get and everywhere you can. Brandon Cooks, I like as a start, man. Coming in, doing it. I like it. Start Brandon Cooks. Jake Ferguson, start him up, but sit Michael Gallup.
I like it, man. I like it a lot. You know, I was blown away last week when I actually beat the Dak CeeDee Lamb stack. I really thought that was going to kill it for me, but somehow I was able to pull it off. But that is a scary monster to go up against.
It really is, buddy. It really is. Jump to some Panthers starts. Chuba Hubbard, I think you start him only because he is the main ball carrier over there. I know it's against the Cowboys defense. If you can pivot, I would pivot, but Chuba Hubbard as a start. And Adam Thielen, I know it's been rough with him as well lately, but I think Adam Thielen has a good game here against these Cowboys. And I'm sitting Miles Sanders. I'm sitting everyone else, Trey.
Yeah, man, Chuba Hubbard, I'm pivoting as hard as I can. I'm in a league, I think I'm starting McKinnon over him. And in another league, I'm starting Tyjae Spears over him. It scares me. He has not been good, regardless of owning this backfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Miles Sanders, I don't know what's going on with that guy, man, but it's not good either, Trey.
Sad world for the Panthers.
It really is, buddy. Call it a rebuild year and just go on with them, I guess.
No doubt.
Cowboys, Panthers, I guess we'll see what happens. Let's move to the next game, though, Trey. We've got a division matchup here. We've got the Giants at the Commanders.
Over-under for this game is 36 points. Vegas have the Commanders picked to win by 8.5. I like the Commanders to win this game pretty easily.
Yeah, I'm going Commanders also. Tommy DeVito is not that guy. I mean, maybe if he had some better weapons, but probably not. Still going Commanders in this matchup, buddy.
Jumping to my Giants starts, real simple here. It's Saquon Barkley. It's the only Giant you can start, and it's still scary. You know, this offense has just been a dumpster fire. You can't bench Saquon, though, so you got to start him. But I don't care to start anybody else on this team. Slayton, none of those guys. Wandale, none of them.
No, and like I said, there's like zero weapons other than Saquon actually on this team. The Giants have been, I guess, like you said, a dumpster fire, buddy.
Yeah, man, sad.
Sad stuff.
We jump into my commander starts, a little more exciting. Sam Howell, fire him up. Brian Robinson Jr., you got to fire this man up. Antonio Gibson's out of this game, so Brian Robinson should have a very solid game. Scary Terry McLaurin, I think you got to start him up in this game. And also Logan Thomas. And the biggest debate you're going to have here is between Curtis Samuel and Jahan Dotson, and who's going to get the work. I don't want to start either one of them, but if I had to pick, I would lean Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's just incredible to me how Jahan Dotson can have a blow-up game and then lay a goose egg right after that, man. It's just terrible. Just terrible. Guys, again, if you are watching us, don't forget to hit that like button for you boys. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you haven't done so already. Last week, we gave away a Devin Singletary signed jersey. Don't worry, they do get better. They do get better. We're giving stuff away all the time, man. Memorabilia, all that good stuff. So subscribe and hit that notification bell so you can make sure you get in on all that good stuff.
Do it.
Do it. Let's get to the next game, Trey. This one, we've got the Buccaneers at the 49ers.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas have the Niners picked to win by 10.5. This game could go one of two ways. I told DeBandy this earlier. Either the Niners are going to blow out the Bucs and it's going to be 34-3 or something sad like that, or it's going to be a really close game. Either way, I think the Niners end up pulling it off.
I can't do it. I mean, anytime the Bucs are playing somebody, I think they could definitely do it. And I think they could, Trey. I really do. I think they could if they would put together four great quarters of football. If Baker does what he does and the defense steps up, I don't know. It's scary.
It's definitely scary.
I want it, though. I want it so bad. I want that dub from the 49ers, man. They just haven't looked as superior as they did last year, Trey.
No doubt.
But let's get to some Bucs starts in this game. Baker Mayfield, super flex. You could start this guy up. I mean, even in some standard leagues, you know, regular leagues, you might be able to start up Baker. I've done it a few times and gotten quite a few dubs off old Baker. It's just scary against this Niners defense that's just wrecking games. So Mike Evans, start him up. Rashad White doing his thing right after I was saying that Rashad White is not that guy. He must have heard me because he kind of started being that guy. Keep it up, Rashad White. Chris Godwin, he's had some rough weeks. But do you know that this man has had zero dropped balls this season? Zero. 60 or so catches, zero drops. That's insane, Trey.
Which means if you want Godwin to do good, you just got to throw him the ball.
That's right. Exactly. I mean, him and Baker must have something going on because they just seem to be on the same level there. Cade Otton has been doing his thing also. I like him as a start, as a tight end, Trey.
No doubt.
Beautiful. Bayou Bengal popping in. Hit that like button, y'all. That's our boy over there, man. You heard what Bayou Bengal said. Hit the like button. Show your love for Fourth and Flex. We appreciate it. But let's jump to some 49ers starts. Brock Purdy, super flex. If you have to, start him up. It's insane to me, and I was just telling Trey this off camera, how he can have such a great team and the quarterback is not usually startable.
Yeah, man, it's wild. But, you know, this team has just got a lot of great offensive players, and Brock Purdy takes advantage of that.
Speaking of great offensive players, start, obviously, CMC. I like Debo to come back and do his thing. Brandon Ayuk, start him up. And George Kittle, you're dumb if you don't start George Kittle this week.
No doubt.
I think that's going to be a good one, buddy. Buccaneers at the Niners. I'm loving it. Hopefully it's not a blowout. Tommy's got a question for us. Should I trade Purdy or Nico Collins? Stroud is my QB1 and Fields on my bench.
Without a doubt, do it right now. Trade Purdy for Nico Collins.
Yeah.
Get the stack with Stroud and have no doubts about it. Walk away happy as a girl in a candy shop. I mean, that is the best trade you can do.
Yeah, bro. Do it. Take that trade, buddy. I like it. And put the stack with it. I really like it. But let's get to the next game, buddy. We're flying through these bad boys. This week, we've got the Jets at the Bills.
Over-under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas have the Bills picked to win by 6.5. I don't know what kind of Bills are going to be there. You never know what you're going to get with the Bills. But yep. I know the Jets, and they got a good defense, but their offense is not very good. Garrett Wilson is questionable. I'll take the Bills begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly. No, I'll take the Bills also, my friend. I think we get a good Bills team this week. Division matchup. Go Bills for sure.
Jumping to my Jets starts. You got to start up Breece Hall. Like I said, Garrett Wilson is questionable. I think he's going to play, but if he doesn't, I think you can start Alan Lazard. And then Tyler Conklin, I think you can definitely start in this game.
You liking starting Alan Lazard if Garrett Wilson doesn't play, huh?
definitely. I think he's going to be the guy that get those targets that Wilson would have got.
Oh, I hope so, bro. I hope Alan Lazard has a good game, man. I think I got him in some best balls, like way down there, but I like it, Trey.
Jumping to my Bills starts, you're starting Josh Allen, you're starting James Cook, you're starting Stephon Diggs, but I'm worried that the Jets defense are going to shut him down just like he got shut down last week. We'll have to see, but you're definitely starting Dalton Kincaid. Like I said earlier, I think Gabe Davis has a great game this week because of the Jets defense all over Stephon Diggs. And then Khalil Shakir has had a couple rough weeks. I'm going to sit him this week.
Yeah, no, I like it, buddy. I like it. I do think Diggs does have a good game. He's able generally to beat that double coverage. He's always double covered. I know the Jets secondary is really good. So, I mean, I can totally see your point there, but I do think Stephon Diggs does do well in this matchup.
I mean, you got to start him. You can't bench Stephon Diggs for the chance that he puts up 150 yards. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Jets, Bills, going to be a banger. Let's move to the next one. We've got the Seahawks at the Rams.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Seahawks picked to win by 3, but I don't know if they wrote that when Stafford was announced that he's coming back or not. Give me the Rams with the dub here.
Okay, taking the Rams. Every time I pick the Rams this year, it feels like they lose, and it's brutal, but I'm going to take him again, my friend. Let's get some Rams action in that game. Let's get to some Seahawks starts, though. I'm going to start Geno Smith. Like we said, they always have great matchups. I think Geno does his thing, man, and throws for 250 and 2 touchdowns at least. Let's go to Kenneth Walker. Got to keep starting him up. I know him and Charbonnet have kind of been battling back and forth. I'm not ready to start Charbonnet up unless it's in like a deep league setting, something crazy like that where there's nothing going on. Keep Kenneth Walker in your lineup. Start DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. Look, they both had a resurgence last week. We were worried. They both were not having good games. That offense wasn't firing on all cylinders. They've started to get it back. I think you can start both of these guys up. And I like Jackson Smith and Jigba as a flex here. And I think Jackson Smith will grab a touchdown in this game, Trey.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's interesting for sure. I like the call. It's just, he's had some ups and downs, and it's tough, but I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jackson Smith and Jigba. I like what I've started to see by him. He seems like he's kind of getting things to figure out. There's just so many mouths to feed on that offense, and I think he could be a great receiver if he got a little more playing time.
I feel you.
But let's go ahead and jump to some Rams starts. Matthew Stafford is back, like we've said at least 4 times. So start Matthew Stafford up. Darrell Henderson, I like as a start. Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. I think both of these guys have a good game with Stafford back. Higby, I think if you flip a coin on old Higby, man, I think he does good too.
No doubt, man. I like it. I like it a lot. I can't wait to see Stafford back in action. My Cup shares, my Puka shares, all of them going up.
Yes, sir. Bring it up. Love it. Going to be a good one, too. Let's move on to Monday Night Football. Vikings at the Broncos.
That's actually Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football. Sorry, yeah. My bad.
Over-under for this game is 43 points. Vegas have the Broncos picked to win by 2. Not in my house. Joshua Dobbs is a free elf, and he gets the dub here.
Okay. No, I'm taking the Broncos to get the win here, man. I'm not sold on Joshua Dobbs. The rest of the world may be, but your boy Bandy is not. Get the Broncos the dub. The Broncos are beating good teams here, man. You got that much faith in old Josh Dobbs, huh?
What's it going to take for you to get on the Joshua Dobbs train?
He have to beat somebody really good, like go against the Chiefs or the Eagles.
For to say that he's good?
And beat him. Yeah.
Okay, well, he is definitely in the top 50th percentile in quarterbacks. Okay. He's in the higher 50% in my book.
Okay, well, wait. Before we go forward with this, I want to ask you. I want to name a couple quarterbacks. You tell me if Joshua Dobbs is better than them.
Sure.
Okay, we'll start it off. Zach Wilson.
Better.
Okay. Let's go with Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford's better.
Baker Mayfield.
Joshua Dobbs.
You think Joshua Dobbs is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield?
I do.
Yikes. Dak Prescott.
Dak.
You'll take Dak in that one, yeah. Geno Smith.
This is close, but I'm going Joshua Dobbs.
You love this guy.
I think he's good, man. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think the Cardinals messed up when they let him go. Okay. They put him on an offense that knows how to use him.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
But jumping into my Viking starts, coming off the top, Joshua Dobbs. Got to start this man up. Alexander Mattison is questionable with a concussion. Now, I've heard both sides of the spectrum. I've heard he might be out 2 games, and I've heard he has a chance to play in this one. If he does play, I would be worried about starting him, but with everything going on, you probably have to. But if he doesn't play, I am happily starting up Ty Chandler. It's not going to be anything amazing, but I'm not afraid to do it. Jordan Addison, I think, is startable. KJ Osborne is back and ready to go. I think you can start him in this game. And TJ Hawkinson, I mean, there, you know, no words need to be said about that.
Yeah. Well, T Hawk is tearing it up, my friend. I like it. Don't matter who's throwing passes to him, Dan. He's a good tight end, man. He can get open.
No doubt. But jumping to my Broncos starts, you can start up Russell Wilson, looking a lot better. Javonte Williams always pulls it off in the fourth quarter enough to be relevant. Cortland Sutton, probably going to get a touchdown. I feel like that's all this guy does. Yeah. And then Jaleel McLaughlin, I'm still sitting. I know he's getting a little bit of work, but it's not enough to be relevant for me. And also Judy and Marvin Mims, Adam Trautman, sit all those guys.
I like it, my friend. I like it. Sunday Night Football, Vikings, Broncos. Excited to watch your boy Joshua Dobbs and really get down in the nitty-gritty and see how good he really is.
You want to place a bet on this game?
What do you want to do, my friend?
If Joshua Dobbs wins, you shave your eyebrows. Just a match.
I am not putting my eyebrows in Russell Wilson's hands. I'm sorry. Not happening. Maybe you think of something else, man. Buy me a beer. Or I'll... Buy me a beer when I win.
Like, okay, if Joshua Dobbs can pull off a playoff berth, you shaving your eyebrows?
Ooh. What are the Vikings right now? Like, how many games have they won?
I think they're 50, like 5-5 or something.
Like that. I don't know. What happens if they don't? What if you're shaving your hair?
What if they get in the playoffs and win their first playoff game?
Then I'll shave one eyebrow. But if they don't make the playoffs, you got to cut your hair.
No, I'm out.
Bro, my eyebrows, though. I guess I could wear the hat down real deep, I guess. Anyway, yeah. Vikings, Broncos, Sunday Night Football, Joshua Dobbs, my eyebrows, get on it. Let's go to our Manscaped game of the week. So many games this week. How could you not pick? We got the Eagles at the Chiefs.
Yeah, we definitely been burying the lead here. Definitely been bearing the lead here on the best game this week, and it's all gonna come all the way down to the end. Eagles at the Chiefs, you know, Super Bowl rematch. I'm super excited for this game, but the over under is 47.5. Vegas has the Chiefs picked to win by 2.5. I am going with the Chiefs here only because if the Eagles win this game, I think if they get back to the Super Bowl, both these teams and the Chiefs get the dub. But if the Chiefs win this game, I think the Eagles have more of a chance in the Super Bowl. So I'll be okay if the Chiefs win this one.
Wow. Insane, because I'm picking the Eagles for win this game, Trey. The Mahomes and them boys just ain't doing it. They don't have the wide receivers. I think the Eagles are the more complete team, and the Chiefs are still trying to figure it out, buddy.
Look, don't get me wrong. I think the Eagles win this game. I'm worried if they do, they lose the Super Bowl.
I get it, because that happens a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how do you beat a good team twice in a season?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, Tingley popping in. Ayo, what's up, Tingley?
What up, Tingley?
I love that. I love that name, Tingley, every time I see it. Hey, I see your
question. It gets me a little tingly.
It does. It does. I do see your question. We're going to get to it right after we get to some Eagles starts in our Manscaped game of the week. Start Jalen Hurts. DeAndre Swift, don't leave him on the bench. Start DeAndre Swift. A.J. Brown. I think Devonta Smith also has a good game. Dallas Goedert is out, and I don't care about that old tight end they got over there.
I like it, man. I like it a lot.
I bet you do, buddy. I bet you do.
Thank God Jalen Hurts is back this week.
I know you missed him, man. I know you missed him. Let's get to some Chiefs starts. When you look at my starts and sits list between the Chiefs and the Eagles, you'll see why I picked the Eagles. The starts I have in this game are Mahomes, Pacheco and Kelce. I trust nobody else. I trust no other wide receivers.
Yeah, man, I'm still one of those people that I think McKinnon can have a decent game this week if you're really struggling, but I get you, none of the wide receivers.
You hope he has a decent game because you're starting him somewhere, right?
That's exactly right.
I could see it. I could see it. Eagles at Chiefs Monday Night Football, Manscaped Game of the Week. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. We got a good set of games this week. Going to be some interesting ones for sure. Tingley's got one for us here, Trey. Half PPR. Would you trade Tyreek and Swift for CMC and Devonta Smith? I got Mahomes, Kupp, Saquon, Kittle, Connor, then Dotson, Myers, Hollywood, Hunt. They need a wide receiver, but I'm not too pressed into trading, should I?
I think you stick with what you got, man. I like Tyreek and Swift a lot more than I like CMC and Devonta Smith.
I do too. I feel like Tyreek for CMC would I think I would rather have CMC. However, I'd rather have Swift over Devonta Smith, and I just feel like keeping the Tyreek and Swift is more value.
Definitely.
For sure, for sure. Great question, though. Good one, guys. Hey, don't forget again to hit the like button for us and to subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you have not done so already. We are having a ball here, man. Week 11, man. Things are going. We're doing our thing, Trey. What do you got for our people here trying to make a playoff push, Trey?
Just keep grinding. You know, it's a lot of trade deadlines this week for most people, so don't be afraid to throw some trades out there. A lot of people are itching to make a trade this week. This is the week to do it. Mm-hmm. I've thrown out probably, I don't know, a total of 15 trades this week, so don't be afraid to go out there and get you some guys and check out some guys. Make sure you look at their schedules and see what they're looking like. If they're on a decline right now but they've got a great playoff berth, go out and grab you some guys off that team at value.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Words of wisdom from one of the best to do it. And to get some of those words in your ear on a consistent basis, join our Patreon, patreon.com/fourthandflex. Like we're going to give you some good stuff, buddy. We're going to give you some diamonds, some gems, and we're going to get you to the playoffs and maybe a fantasy championship under your belt. Trey, and there's something I was going to mention, but I just – what is it I was going to say?
Let me find it here. We got merch.
We do be having some merch, my friend. Get a shirt, get a cup, get something I can slap my logo on. I'm always adding things to it. Trey moving out of the way so the shirt doesn't block his beautiful hair. I love it. Check out our merch down in the description, my friends, down in the description. We love it. We love it. Week 11, guys. Don't forget, keep doing you. Keep killing it. And thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace, eyebrows.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.